Good morning, this is Scott from Milford. It's Monday, March 1st, the end of the 9-day vacation with the children. And what a end of that vacation we had, somewhere around Thursday. Actually, I think it was a little bit early in the morning on Friday, like maybe 20 past midnight on Friday, when we lost our power. At the time, I prayed that it was just something transient to our neighborhood. Later that morning, when I got up around 6 a.m., we still had no power. Didn't take that as a good sign. I used a trick that I used when I visited Michigan and had my laptop route its internet through my cell phone and went surfing around and found out, no, it was much more widespread. Somewhere on the order of 270,000 customers in New Hampshire, mostly along the southern New Hampshire area, since that's actually where the bulk of the population is anyway. We're without power. Now, New Hampshire only has about 1 million people in it, so that's a substantial portion of customers that were without power. And we got by that day. We decided we would get out and do some stuff and just take advantage of the time. I mean, the girls had had a sleepover that night, so I went to Gold's Gym, showered up, and then went to the local coffee shop and worked there most of the day. The rest of the family went out. They went out and did some bowling and some food out and stuff like that. That evening, we decided it was still reasonably warm in the house. The house is reasonably well insulated, so we stayed overnight. It was probably about, 55 degrees or something in the house that night. So we bundled up and woke up again on Saturday morning and still had no power. And so we decided we would all bundle up, head to the YMCA. Then we went out for breakfast after the Y. We used the Y basically just to clean up, use their showers and stuff like that. Went for breakfast at Bigford's. Then I took them down to Boxborough so they could see my new office, and they were really impressed by it. They got to see the workout room and the break room and my office in general, first time in years that it hasn't been a cubicle, and stuff like that. And then we went from there over to the Burlington Mall for a while, and I was starting to still get not good news. You know, I was surfing the web a little bit on my phone with PSNH to see if anything had changed, and not really. So we booked a night at the Holiday Inn in Nashua between exits 4 and 5. And sure enough, so we came back home, packed our stuff, drove back out to the Holiday Inn after, you know, purging the lines, the water lines of the house and making sure important things were shut down, locking everything up. Got to the Holiday Inn, checked in, went and crossed the street for some, just a quick McDonald's dinner. Got them back to the hotel, tucked them all in, and I get the message after they're all settled in their beds that the power had just come back on. Of course, Murphy's Law. So at that point, I didn't feel like getting them all back in the van and driving them back. We just stayed in the suite, the seven of us, kind of cramped. But like I said, at least it was a suite. Came back the next morning and basically got the house, as computer people would say, rebooted. You know, got the water lines all purged again, started up the stoves, things like that. And all I can say is today, business is back to usual. The kids are all in school. Even though Merrimack has the day off, Milford is up and running. And Michelle is over at Merrimack teaching her step class. I'm going to be logging in. I was just glad to sleep in my own bed last night in a warm house and get up this morning and hop in my master bathroom and take a nice hot shower again without having to arrange to go to a gym to do it. So I'm glad things are settling back to normal, and we can get back to business as usual. Hope things are going well where you're at, and I'm going to be VPNing and getting started with my day. Take care.